Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosai. It is Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos is coming up on us, so we're going to try and do this a little bit rushed. I apologize if we're not so clear, but today's daf is Shabbos of Daf Chav Ches. We are at the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says like this: Kol Yotzei Min Ha'Eitz En Malikin Bo Ela Pishtan. Tree products, wood products, anything that comes from a tree, the only thing that you're allowed to use for wicks, Rashi writes, on Erev Shabbos, to light Shabbos candles, is pishtan, is flax. Similarly, v'chol yotzei min ha'eitz, anything in a metame tumas olim, ela pishtan. The only item that is going to be metame tumas olim is this flax. Anything else that's wooden is not going to be metame tumas olim. What do you mean, metame tumas olim? So we said before that there's a concept of an ohel, that if you put something over a mace, so anything underneath it is going to become tame. But what about the item itself? What about the item that is roofing over the mace? So if that item is made out of wood, so it itself is not going to become tame. But if it's made of flax, that's the only wood or tree type item that is going to actually contract tuma. If it's being put over a dead body. So the Gemara says, Minolan de Pishtan Ikri Eitz. How do you know that flax is considered a tree? So Marzutra says, Damarko, the Pasuk says, Vihi Haleitem Hagaga Vatitmenem de Pishte Ha'Eitz. That's the Pasuk talking about Rachav. She hid Kalev and Pinchas when Yoshua sent them the spy in Yericho at the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. So the Pasuk says she hid them in Pishtane Eitz, or Pishte Eitz. So flax, trees of flax, or flax trees, however you translate that, so you see that flax is considered a tree. Okay. Vayotzi mena Eitz, Eno Metametum, that's all them, right? Ela Pishtan, right? The only tree type material that is going to become Tame if it's Mahil, if it's a roof over a dead body, at least a Kazai's worth. Of the dead body, it will transmit tuma. So the only item is pishtan. So Gemara says minolan. How do you know that this pishtan, the roof of pishtan, can be mekabel tuma? So Rabbi Elazar, Gemara ohel ohel. It's a gzeres shava from ohel ohel. Mimishkan from the Mishkan. Ksiv Hakat says over here, Zos Toras Adam Ki Amus Bo Ohel. Right, that's in Parshas Chukas. Right, this is the Torah of someone who passed away in Ohel. The concept of Tumas Ohel is written in Parshas Chukas. Ksiv Hasam, and it says over there, by the Mishkan, Vayifros Esa Ohel Ala Mishkan. Right, he spread the Ohel on top of the Mishkan. Malahalan Kuri Shal Pishtan Kuri Ohel, just like over there by the Mishkan. Part of the covering of the Ohel of the Mishkan was flax. And it's called an ohel, so afkan shal pishtan kori ohel. So too over here by tuma, if you have a roof of pishtan, it's also going to be flax. It's also going to be mekabel tumas. Just to clarify, the Mishkan was covered by several coverings. The bottom one was flax and wool. There's another one on top that was goat's hair. There's another on top that was animal hides. And we're going to discuss today the michseh, which was made from the ortachash, right? Ortachash melmalav, Pasuk says. The tachash was a mystical animal. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But anyway, you have parts of the ohel in the Mishkan that was made of flax, and it's called an ohel. So too, anything that's made of flax is called an ohel with regards to tuma, for tumas ohel. Gemara says, wait, if that's where you're learning it from, imalahalan, if you're learning it from the Mishkan, so then shizurim, over there it was shizurim, which is the threads were twisted. It wasn't woven in the natural, normal way. It was twisted. It's a little bit fancier. The chutan kafal shisha, and it was six threads at the same time. Six strands, six threads at the same time, and it was very fancy stitching. So afkan, so to here, anything that's going to be considered an ohel, to be metame ba'ohel, should also have to be shizurin v'chuta kaful shisha, should also have to be twisted and have six threads in it. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, ohel, ohel, riba. It says ohel two more times. The Pasuk says, Zos ha'torak adam ki amus ba'ohel, kolabara ohel, v'chol asher ba'ohel, yitzmashivas yamin. So the fact that it said ohel two more times, it includes two other types of ohels, i.e., something that's neither shizurin, twisted, or chutan kafal shisha, or made out of six threads. So Gemara says, "E ohel ohel riba." If you're including other types of coverings to count as an ohel for tuma, so afilu kol milinami. So why don't you just include everything? Right? Why do you have to dafka include those cases? So Gemara says, "In Cain, well, if you're including everything, so gzeir shava maya hanibay. So what are you using gzeir shava for? Right? What's the point? So we have gzeir shava. You need to use it for something, right? Gzeir shavas were passed down from you know, Rebbe to Rebbe. It wasn't something you just made up. You can't make up a Gzera Shava. So if you have a Gzera Shava, it must be that there's a reason for it. So apparently you see that the Tumah of Ohel and the covering of the Mishkan are connected because you have this Gzera Shava. Okay. The Gemara says Ve'ema, but you could also, again, if you're learning from Tumas Ohel from the Mishkan, so Malahalim Krushim Afkan Krushim, right? The Mishkan was made out of Krushim. Krushim were wooden beams. So why don't you include wood, right? You tell me that the only wood that can become Tameh by Tumas Ohel is flax. What about wood? Wood was made in the Mishkan. So Gemara says, Amar Krav, Ve'sisisa Krushim La Mishkan. Mishkan Kori Mishkan. Ve'in Krushim Karuyin Mishkan. Meaning, until the Mishkan was assembled, right, each individual Keresh, each beam, was nothing. So the Mishkan is considered a Mishkan, but a Keresh is not considered a Mishkan. Therefore they're not considered an Ohel. Meaning the Ohel was on the Mishkan. It wasn't on the Krushim. It wasn't on a Keresh. Only completely assembled was it considered a Mishkan, and therefore each individual wood is not that. You can't apply the wood from each individual beam. So Gemara says, El Me'ata, but if that's true, Vasisa Mechse La Ohel. Pasuk says, for the Mishkan, right, you should make a cover for the Ohel. Hachinami Mechse La Ikri Ohel. If you're telling me that Krushim are not called Mishkan, right, because the Pasuk says, Vasisa Krushim La Mishkan, so you should, the Pasuk has the same formulation, Vasisa Mechse La Ohel. You should make a covering for the Ohel. But Hachinami, so therefore, too, you know, you should also make the same logic, that Mechse La Ikri Ohel. That a covering, the covering that they put on top, is not considered an Ohel, right, and should not therefore be included in the Tumas Ohel. Ella, but that's not true, because Abai Rabbi Elazar asked, or Behemah Tmeya, the skin or the hide of a Tame animal, Maushei Tame Be Ohel Ames, does that become Tame if it is Mahil, if it roofs over Ames? Hashta. How could he even ask that question? Because hashta or behemah tahora lo matama or behemah tzmeya mibaya. If you're telling me that you're learning that mechsei is not considered an ohel, so you see that, and meaning therefore anything that was over the Mishkan should not be considered able to be mekabel tuma by the case of an ohel. So you had tahor animals that were thrown over the Mishkan as a cover. If you're telling me that tahor animals are not mekabel tuma, certainly tmeya animals are not Bagamal Toma. So you can't tell me. I mean, what if you're going to follow that logic, the whole thing falls apart. So when I said, Shani Hasam, no, that's a little bit different. By the case of the Ohel, the cover, the Hadar, Ahadre Krah, because you have another Pasuk. The Pasuk later on says, Dechtiv, Pasuk that Venasu is Riyos HaMishkan, Ves Ohel Moed, Michsehu Michse HaTachash Yeshar Alav, Makish Elyon LaTachton. The top covering of the animal hides is a Hekesh, is connected to, is the same as the middle covering, really, it says lower, but really it's the middle covering of the goat's hair. Ma tachton kori ohel, again, we might, af elyon kori ohel, just like the bottom one is called an ohel, right? The Pasuk says, I forget exactly the Pasuk, but the Pasuk says that you have to make an ohel of, you should use the goat's hair. The goats, to make the middle covering, and it calls it an ohel over there. So af elyon kari ohel. So to the upper one, which is made out of the tachash and etc., is also called an ohel. And therefore, you know, that whole logic is fine. And when Rabbi Elazar says that the krushim are not considered a mishkan, so we don't similarly say that the mechsei is not considered an ohel, and therefore flax, again, the logic and the drushes work out that flax is the only wood item that is not included, that is included in tumas ohel, and wood would not become tame if it was mahel over a dead body. So Gufa, let's go back to something we said before. Boy, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said the following. Or behemoth mea maushi tomeh betumas olim. He asked, what about the skin, the hide of a non-kosher animal? Does that become tomeh if you put it over a mace? So Gemara says, Maika mei boyle. What is the question? Bechlau. Right, what is he asking? Right, the whole gzera shava, right, the whole concept, right, that we learned it from the Mishkan. Right, the Mishkan Rashi writes, "Ham Mishkan Gomer La." We learn this whole concept of things that are mahil over a mace. That concept of the list of things that can become tame if they are put used as a roof over a mace is learned from the Mishkan. Right, so the Hasam Torah, the Havil Melachas Mishkan, all the items there were tahor. So what is he even asking about a tame animal? So Amar Rava, Tachash. He's talking about the Tachash. He's asking that. He's asking about that animal. Tameh haya o tahor haya. Again, there were three coverings. There was one that was flax and wool on the bottom. The middle one was goat hair, and the top was an animal hide made out of this tachash. So the question is, what was the tachash? Was that tahor or not? If it was tahor, so then obviously there's no question. If it was tameh, so then maybe tameh animals would also become tameh if they were mahel over a meis. So Amar Rav Yosef. Mighty Boyle, what kind of question is that? Tani, now we learned. The only thing that's hukshru, the only thing that's kosher for Avodas Hashem is the skin of a tahor animal. So obviously, you can't use this tameh, any tameh animal to put on top of the Mishkan, or to use as a Mishkan. Obviously, the tachash must have been something tahor. Masi Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Shnei Mechsos Hayu. There were actually two animal hide coverings on the Mishkan. Echesh al oros elim adamim. One was of red and dyed red. In ayal is a ram, so dyed red ram hides. Echesh al oros tachashim, and one was a tachash. Meaning there were two of the upper. It's machlokas here. Rabbi Yehuda says there were actually four coverings on the Mishkan: flax and wool, goat hair. Then there was ram's hair that was reddened, and then there was the tachash. And Rabbi Nechemi says, no, there was only one cover of animal hides, meaning there were really only three. There was woolen flax, there was the goat hair, and then there was this third one, which was Vidoma Kimin Tele Ilan, and it looked like a Tele Ilan. Rashi writes, that's a tame animal, similar to a leopard, Menameris, a small kind of cat type thing. Vatalei Ilan Tamehu, and a Tele Ilan is a tame animal. So, according to Rabbi Nechemia, so you can see that there was a tame animal on top of the Mishkan. So, when Rabbi Yosef says that you're not allowed to use tame animals in Avodas Hashem, it must not be talking about the Mishkan. Because Gemara says, Hakikama. This is what Rabbi Nechemia said when he said that there was, this one cover that was like a Tele Ilan. Kimin Tele Ilan Sheyesh Bo Gvanim Harbe. It was like a Tele Ilan. It was like this leopard type creature that had many colors on it, Vavalo Tele Ilan, but it wasn't actually a Tele Ilan. Diluhasam Tame Vahakator, because that animal is Tame, the Tele Ilan is Tame, but the Tachash was actually Tor. Okay, and then we're back for then Rav Yosef is still fine. In understanding with the Braisa that we said, that Lo Hukshru L'mach Shamayim Elo Bar Behema Torah Bilvad, because all of the animals used for the Mishkan were Tahor. So when it says, Amar Rav Yosef, Yehachi, if that's true, Hainu Dume Targuminon Sesgona, that's why we translate the Aramaic translation of a Tachash is Sesgona. What is that? Shesas, right? Weird to see three shins in a row. Yeah, Shesas, that's what that word is. It dances or rejoices. Begavnin Harbe, in its many colors. Okay, it's not actually translated as a Tele Ilan, it's translated as a Sesgona, and therefore that makes sense that it wasn't actually a tame animal. So Rava Amar, Rava says no. So meaning, and then everything works out. Meaning, so therefore we see that the Tachash was a kosher animal. Rava Amar, Rava says, Or behemetzmeya demitame bohel hameis mehacha. No, you learned that a behemetzmeya can actually become tame if it's used as an ohel over a meis. From this is the source, Titania, like we learned in the Braisa. Or, Oba Or. That pasuk is by Tsaras. The pasuk says Oba Or, meaning it's listing things that can become Tomei through Tsaras. And instead of saying Or, which is a garment, a beged, right, with skin, leather, meaning or of an animal, Oba Or. It says Oba Or instead. So Reba Or Behema Tameh, because that drasha that includes the skin or the hide of a Tameh animal. Vishalaka Bi'ai Kohen, and of an animal that became more Mitzoras after the Kohen checked it out. We know that if you have Tzoras, you have to go to the Kohen, it's only Tameh until the Kohen pronounces it Tameh. So if it happened, it got worse after the Kohen saw it, so then it does contract Tumah. Katzas mikulan v'asa achas men minayin. How do you know that if you cut from all of these different types of skins, in the pasuk, right? O beged or sak, etc., etc. If you take one of all those pieces and make it into a beged, how do you know that? Also, my kabbal tuma, so tamalom, and the pasuk says o b'chol malachas or, or with any type of any work done with leather, with animal hide. So, but lamaisa, the important one is that or behema tmeya is included in tzaras, and therefore you see since it's can be metame through tzaras, so Ravas assumes that it can therefore also be metame with ohel tuma over a mace. So the Gemara says, one second, you can't compare tzaras to ohel over a mace. You can ask a question on that limud. Negoyim are different than ohel because, as we said before, the shasi and the erev, the strands that are waiting to be woven into a garment, they can become tameh through negoyim, but not through ohel tuma. So that seems that negoyim is not comparable to tuma from ohel. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. Rather, Gemara mishrotzim. You should learn it out from shrotzim. The Tanya, like, within the Braisa. Or, the Pasuk says there, by sheretz. What are the type of items that a sheretz, one of the eight creepy crawly things, if it dies, so it will be metame, it will transmit tumah. So one of the items there is listed, or is skin. Ainli Ella or, animal hide. Ainli Ella or behema tahora, that's only from an animal that's tahor. Or behema tamema, minayin. How do you know that a behema tamea can also become tamay through shrotzin? Tamelom, where the pasuk says, o or. So okay, it's the same joshua you have by taras, instead you have it by sheretz. Since behema tamea can be mitame to sheretz, it can also be mitame through ohel. Being an ohel over a mace. Vikal mifrach, when Gemara says, one second, you can ask a question on that limud also. Mal shrotzim shekim metame bekadosha. Shrotzim is extra machmir because they will be metame something if it's the size of a kadosha, of a lentil. Normally, right, we say that the tumah of a mace can only be from a kezias and up. So a kadosha is much less than that. So shrotzim, you see, is an added chumrah, so you can't learn from shrotzim to ohel hames. This Gemara says, negayim yochichu v'chazer adin. No, because you can prove that detail of kadosha is not relevant. Why? Because you don't have it by negayim. You see that negayim is also metame behema tmeya, an impure animal, and it doesn't have that chumrah of kadasha. So you see, the bottom line, lo rizek rizeh, negayim is not like shrotzim. Shrotzim are not like negayim necessarily, because they both have an added chumrah. Right? Negayim have the chumrah of shrotzim have the chumrah of kadasha, and negayim have the chumrah of the shesiva erev. But the common denominator between these two halachos that admittedly are not necessarily connected, but the common denominator is she'or tamei bahem. You see that the pasuk says that the skin of a behema tamea is tame through these two items. They also are behema tamea or behema tahara, as we said. So afani aviol a mace. So too, I'll bring the halacha of ohel on a mace. She'or tamei bo v'nasebo or tamea or behema tahara. Right. Well, so we'll therefore extend it, even though these two halachas of shrotzim and Tumas Negayim are not necessarily comparable because they have added halachos. You see, the bottom line is, the common denominator is that they're metame behema tmeya skin. So it must be that other cases, it's also true that by an ohel, behema tmeya skin will also become tame. As Gemara says, I'm like Rav, I'm in Barnish Lerashi. No, Ikal Mifrach, you can ask against that. Malatzad Hashavah Shabahem. The common denominator has an extra chumrah here. Shekin Tmeim Pachos Mikizayis. No, one second. Shrotzim and Saras are tamei b'pachos mikizayis. Tomer b'meis she'enom tamei lo mikizayis. Therefore, you can't compare to the case of ohel on a mace that is tamei only b'kizayis. Meaning, only it could be that because of this extra chumrah of both shrotzim and Saras that are metamei, if the item in question is less than the kezias, maybe that's the reason for the extra chumrah, and therefore you can't learn it to other areas of halacha. Ella Amar Rava Mibarnish. So Rava says, Mibarnish says, Asya b'kabah chumrah minotza shal izim. So telling me that tamei animals can be included in this halacha of ohel ames is learned from a kabah chumrah from this the goat hair. She'ain metamei negayim. That is not included in negayim, right? We said before, if you look on Chavavim Beis, that negoyim the tzaras can only be metame tzemer pishtin. So you see that goat's hair, right? The goat's hair is not able to, not included in that. Right. So again, metame bo halames. And again, that again, the goat hair is metame bo halames. Or behemet tzmeish metame ben negoyim enu din she metame bo halames. So certainly, if this goat hair, which is metame bo halames, but it's not metame in tzaras, so certainly something that is metame b'tzaras certainly should be tame in ohel hames. Yeah, did I say that right? I think I did. I'm not going to say it again, but I think I did. Meaning, it's a kavah chomer, but it's certainly from goat hair. Meaning, since goat hair is metame by negayim, that is not metame by negayim, but is metame by ohel hames, so something that is metame by negayim certainly should be metame by ohel hames. Okay. That's how the logic rules. So the Gemara says it like this. Hold on one second. Vela had the tenor of Yosef. That which we said before. Of Yosef, what did he say? Lo lukshu bo malakas shamayim ela or behem atorah bilvad. The only thing you can use in avodas Hashem is the skin of is the hide of a tohar animal. So lamai hilkasa. What halacha is that coming to teach me? We assume he's coming to teach me that only tohar animals are included in ohel tumah. But once you're telling me that tameh animals can also be included in ohel tumah. So what halacha is Rav Yosef coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, let's fill in, that you can only use a tohar animal for tefillin. The Gemara says, tefillin behed yiksibu. One second, it says straight up that the tefillin, again, this, assuming the tefillin themselves is the parchment, right, the inside, the klafim that you have inside. The pasuk says, laman tiyah torah z'shem b'ficha, so that you have the Torah of Hashem in your mouth, right, that's why you wear the tefillin. The pasuk says, "Mina mutar beficha." So it must be from something that's mutar for you to eat. So the parchment and all that tefillin has to be made from kosher animals. So you don't need to tell me this brisa that Rav Yosef quoted. We know it already. Ela lo oren. Rather, it's talking about the boxes. Rav Yosef is trying to teach me that the boxes of the tefillin also needs to be from a tahor animal. So Gemara says, "Vamar Abaye," but Abaye says, "Shin shel tefillin halacha mosh misinai." You see that the shin that's etched into the box, that the shel rosh. The way that's written is Malachal Moshe Misinai. Rashi says that's also considered Mutzer B'Fivcha. That's also considered, also needs to be part of the script writing, right? From the scripture, quote unquote, from the ksav of the tefillin. Just like the parchment needs to have Mutzer B'Fivcha, so too this shin and the boxes need Mutzer B'Fivcha, and therefore we already know that the boxes need to be made from a tahor animal. So it says El Lakorchon B'Sarer L'Tofram B'Gidim. Rather, no. There's a halacha that you have to wrap the parchment, the klaf, with se'ar, with kind of the sinews or the hair of the behema that you're making it from. And you also have to sew the boxes shut. I took my son to get his tefillin, so they actually went through the whole process and showed him, and you take these little tiny hairs, which the guy said were very expensive, and you actually wrap it around and tie the klafim that are going inside the boxes. So I assume at least they don't unravel, etc. But so lamaisa, these sinews and the hairs that you use to tie the klafim in the boxes, so that needs to be from a kosher animal. So the Gemara says, "Hanami halacha l'moshe misinai hu." That's also halacha l'moshe misinai. The Tanya, tefillin merubos halacha l'moshe misinai. They have to be square. That's what we got. We know they have to be square. Nichrachus besarim v'nis paros begidin, and you have to wrap them up with their hair, and you have to sew them with the gid, with the sinews of the animal. So elos, what's Rav Yosef coming to teach me? The ritzuos. It's really coming to teach me that the ritzuos, the straps, have to be from a kosher animal. And that the ritzuos have to be black. That's halacha l'moshe misinai. And mistama, right? That Rashi says mistama. It also needs to be. Or behema tameya, or behema tahora has to come from a tahor animal. So the Gemara says, "Nihi the gemiri shkuros tahoros mi gemiri." This says no, you can't necessarily assume that. I get it. The halacha l'moshe misinai says they have to be black, but it doesn't say they have to be tahor. So that's what Rabbi Yosef is trying to teach me, that the ritzuos, so the tefillin, needs to come from a tahor animal. Now, so the Gemara doubles back
and says, "My havi Allah the tachas shaya b'moshe b'mei Moshe." So now that we mentioned, we got through all these halachic discussions, we didn't actually solidify what this tachash was. Was it a kosher animal? Was it a tamei animal? So Amar Rabbi Yulai, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Omer Hayir Rabbi Meir, tachash shaya b'mei Moshe, bria b'fnei atzma haya. It was its own creature. It was like unique for that time. It was just created just for that. And the Chazal could not figure out whether it was a chaya or a behema. They couldn't figure it out. Again, just animals are either chayos or behemos. Behemos is usually something that's domesticated. And a chaya, like a deer, etc., etc., is, you know, chayas can be kosher, like a deer. But, you know, behema, chaya, the difference is domesticated or not, usually. But anyway, they couldn't figure out which one it was. But Karen Akas Hayav Metzko, it was a unicorn. It had one horn on it. But the Fishan is Damil Moshe. It was just created for that moment, for Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, he made a Mishkan, and he made the Mishkan from its hides, Vindignas. And then it was hidden away, and that species is gone. Now, from the fact that the Gemara says that Karen Akas Hayav Metzko, that it had one horn, Shema Mina Tahorhu. Apparently, we see that it's Tahor. There's a Mishnah, I forget where, that says that if an animal has horns, it definitely has split hooves, and you can assume that it's kosher. So, and the Gemara is going to say, Damar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not this Mishnah, but a different Mishnah. But anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda says that Shor Sheikir of Adam Arishon, for example, the cow that Adam brought as a korban to Akash Baruch Hu, that's not in the Psukim, but Adam brought the korban to Hashem. Is it in the Psukim? I don't think it's in the Psukim. It's not in the Psukim in Brachos. Karen Achas Haisav Metzko, there was a horn on its forehead. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'seitev L'Hashem Mishor Par Makrin Mafris. That's a Pasuk in Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers Titiv L'Hashem. It's better for Hashem. It's talking about giving Shevach V'Odah. Praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is better, from Hashem's point of view, from a shor that has one horn and has hooves. Okay, so Gemara says, Makrin trin mashma. One second. Makrin means mikeren. Makrin means, it seems to be plural. So that implies that Adam's shore had two horns. So I'm not talking about Yitzchak, mikeren ksiv. It's written without the extra, that yud there. Makrin with a yud might imply two horns, but mikeren seems to imply one horn. So the Gemara says, v'lifsho minad min behema hooves. Well, if you're telling me that Adam's cow or shore had one horn, so apparently animals with one horn are behemas. Let us assume that the tachash was behema. So Gemara says, came in the ikar keresh. Now, since there's an animal called the keresh, which Rashi says over here that it doesn't say over here. I think I'm not sure what exactly animal the keresh was. Dimin chayahu, but it's a type of chaya. Veleslei elachada keren, and it has only a single horn. Maybe it's a deer. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. Ikal lamemar min chayahu. No, it could, the takash could have been a chaya and not a behema, because there is also a chaya that has this one horn. And mistama, it's a deer family, because I assume it's talking about a kosher animal. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, it could be not be true. But anyway, the Maisa, they couldn't figure out whether it was a chaya or a behema, since you had examples of both behemas and chayas with one horn, so they couldn't figure out whether the takash was either designation. Okay, Rabos, Amin Zashem, Shabbos Kodesh, Matzah Shabbos, I'll try and record, and we will go weiter in the Shas. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos HaGodol, Mamash Shabbos HaGodol. This is exactly how it fell out in the year of Pesach, right? Shabbos, and then Leil HaSeder, Yetzias Mitzrayim on Wednesday night, Thursday, so I think, right? Today's Yud Nisan? Tomorrow's Yud Nisan? All right. I have to check, but off the top of my head. Anyway, Rabos, have a great Shabbos. Either way, whether it's exactly like Yetzias Mitzrayim or a day off, so Kodesh Baruch Hu should still send us a Geula, Yeshua, Refuah Shleima, B'mehera B'Ameinu Amen.